Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. Usually we'd be talking to CEO and president of American Manganese, Larry Ray, right now, but instead he's handed the reins over to CTO and director of American Manganese, Zarko Maselgia. And Zarko's here to talk about a news release that came out this week for American Manganese and also explain some of the technical aspects. And of course, that's your specialty, getting into the technical stuff. So welcome to Company Showcase, Zarko.
Thank you for having me.
What can you tell us about the news release?
Well, first I want to say, you know, Larry has kindly asked me to take his place for this week's podcast and give that insight on the technical aspects of our recyclical process and our vision for American Manganese. So I want to first start off and say that I have a tremendous amount of respect for Larry because it's his, you know, market knowledge, focus, and drive to tackle new challenges that have positioned American Manganese as a battery recycling pioneer today. He's always made himself patiently available with daily emails, calls, and these weekly podcasts to discuss current and short-term market fluctuations. But today I ask for listeners to consider the bigger picture and how the company's business model fits into a long-term strategy and why I remain focused and optimistic. So I don't think I even need to argue this point anymore, but we are in a global shift to electrify everything, and recycling batteries will be inevitable. But the electric vehicle market hasn't even left the driveway, and there are no GPS directions to the recycling center. You know, only backseat drivers trying to point the way, and we're all learning along the way. Now, over the past few years, you know, I've read a lot of R&D news in the battery and EV space, such as next-generation batteries that aim to improve legacy technologies with an increased range or reduced charge time. But when it comes to recycling, you know, we're often asked, you know, are the batteries recycled? You know, yes or no. But, you know, how is the word recycling even defined now? You know, for example, when it comes to an end-of-life battery, naturally, you would have the collection of the whole battery pack, and then that pack would undergo mechanical size reduction, known as shredding, and that would form, commonly known black mass. And then that black mass would undergo a chemical treatment known as hydrometallurgy to recover the valuable materials and produce a usable product. However, I've seen all of these stages defined as recycling, and it can get complicated when quoting recovery rates or processing capacity. For recyclical, we define our recycling process on the hydrometallurgical stage. But hydrometallurgy is a broad term, and yes, other hydrometallurgical processes and recycling methods do exist, and no, they're not the same as recyclical or at the same scale. I do also read the headline news, but what I like to do more is read the detailed technical papers on battery research and consult with a fantastic team of scientists and engineers at Cometco. And this keeps us aligned on our process benefits and mission. You know, we look at the practicality of a process, such as its scale, its complete flow sheet mass balance, the chemicals used, extraction efficiency, and the product that comes out at the end. You know, what is the value of that product? And if you've been following our company, you then know that we don't just recycle, which is breaking down the materials into individual components, but we also upcycle, which is creating more value out of the input material, such as a high-purity lithium compound and finely-tuned cathode precursor materials. This has its benefits, especially in today's complex and linear supply chain, because the mined and recycled materials all really end up getting shipped overseas to be refined into cathode materials. So there's even more benefit in the recycling and upcycling when you layer on top of the, you know, the rising lithium prices, the battery material shortages, and the new policies advocating for, you know, the reshoring of industries across the whole battery value chain. So, I'll get to your question. Hopefully I've cleared the air a little bit, but now I'll recap this week's press release and explain some of the logic behind our company's business model. So on December 14th, we provided an update on the advancement of our demonstration plan project for the hydrometallurgical battery recycling and upcycling. And this is on track to start operation in February 2022. The facility will be a 6,700 square foot facility in the greater Vancouver area, and it will be prepared and is taking delivery of equipment for the designed processing capacity of 500 kilograms per day of cathode waste. Now, don't confuse the 500 kilograms per day of cathode waste with the commonly quoted mechanical shredding capacity of whole lithium ion battery packs, which is, you know, much heavier. And so, you know, one thing we actually often get asked is, you know, why a demonstration plant and not a commercial plant? Well, our business model is to license and joint venture our recyclable process to battery and EV manufacturers to establish almost like a recycling corner alongside their existing footprint, you know, and as a technology partner. And this is different than having a standalone commercial facility that imports waste from multiple sources, because our market analysis tells us that battery and EV manufacturers will want more ownership of their waste material to completely close the loop on their supply chain and also recover maximum value, reduce transportation-related emissions, and adhere to increasing legislation that's focused around that extended producer responsibility, so putting more of the ownership on them. But with this, there's a gap in hydrometallurgical recycling and upcycling, and especially the know-how. There's a gap there, and you know, we've been fortunate to have been studying, optimizing, and scaling our recyclable process since 2016, which puts us, you know, at a great advantage. And then the demonstration plant is a tool or platform to demonstrate real-world operating conditions to potential strategic partners and collect the engineering data, design data, and provide bulk samples of products to third parties for process and material validation. You know, we would, with the demonstration plant, I guess, further de-risk our process from this at this scale, and with that aim to work with strategic partners to design and implement, you know, multiple commercial operations in-house. Now, I will be honest, though, and say that these conversations do not happen overnight, but long-term, this is how we envision a proper closed-loop strategy and why we need to cross our T's and dot our I's to ensure that we have a practical and efficient process. Now, in the short term, I understand there are lower quantities of waste batteries now that need to be dealt with, and there is a focus on getting supply contracts. But I like, you know, comparing it to mining, and maybe some of you have heard me say this before, but because in mining, you're sitting on your resource, and you've planned out your mine life for your hydrometallurgical process or where that material is going to go to. But in recycling, the supply of waste batteries can unexpectedly run dry if the manufacturer were to shift to recycling their own waste stream. And this is really where the industry right now is kind of in limbo, and I don't think there is a clear definition of what will happen. But this is how we've, you know, calculated out and how we envision the future of the companies. So I hope you've enjoyed hearing from me on this week's podcast, and I'm always happy to come back on if that's what listeners want.
Zarco, can you tell us where the company is traded?
Yeah, the company is traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM.
And if people have questions or want to get more information about American Manganese, where should they go?
So our website is AmericanManganeseInc.com. Mine and Larry's email can be found on there. Or you can call our office at 778-574-4444.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Maselgia. He's the CTO and director of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on December 17th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.